Disobedience, Chapter 3, Genesis 3. When God created the heavens and the earth, and rested the seventh day, we read, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. All creation rejoiced and sang to the glory of God. There were thousands of angels in heaven, who by their singing brought honor and glory to the Lord. All the different animals of the earth sang and were glad." Adam and Eve lived in that magnificent paradise, knowing no pain nor sorrow. And now there is much sorrow and misery upon the same earth. Many adults and children are lying upon sick beds. Hospitals are found at many places. They are filled with people, many who are suffering severe pain. Many others do not realize what they are doing, and they are confined in insane asylums. Neither do the animals live in peace with each other. They kill and eat each other. The lions and tigers kill the sheep and cows and eat them. Did you ever hear the frightened squeak of a mouse when a cat caught it in its claws? Terrible, isn't it? How did this come to pass? Where did all this sorrow and misery come from? Yes, children, the earth did not remain very long as God had created it. Something very bad happened. Something dreadful. Almost too terrible to relate to you. Listen attentively. You already know that in heaven thousands and thousands of angels lived who sang to the honor of God. One angel, the main one, was no longer satisfied with that. He would no longer be obedient to God. This was very evil and wicked of that angel. And do you know what was so terrible, children? Thousands of angels followed the example of that one angel. They, too, would not obey the Lord. Therefore they were cast out of heaven by the Lord. All those disobedient angels never were allowed to enter heaven again. Those good angels who were disobedient now became devils. One good thing, not all the angels were disobedient. Oh no, thousands of angels would still obey and serve the Lord, and they could remain in heaven. When the disobedient angel was cast from heaven to earth, he saw Adam and Eve there who still were happy. The devil could not endure this. He thought, "I shall try if I can to lead astray that happy couple in such a way that they also shall be disobedient to the Lord." And do you know what the devil did? He made use of a snake, a serpent, which crept along the branches of a tree. While Eve was walking through the paradise, suddenly this serpent began to talk. "How can that be?" I already hear some of you asking, "A serpent cannot talk, can it?" No, that is true. A serpent cannot talk. But the devil spoke through the serpent. "Hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" he asked Eve suddenly. Eve must have been surprised when she heard this serpent talk, don't you think so? Eve should not have listened. She should have said that the serpent must be silent, that it wasn't allowed to talk. She should have asked the Lord what the meaning of this was, and God surely would have told her what had happened. But Eve did not do that. She became inquisitive. She listened and answered. "No," she replied, "we may eat from all the trees. Only from one tree we are not to eat." Thus the devil made it much worse than it was. He always does that, children. Do you know what he tries to make you believe? When you see the blessedness of God's children, and you become jealous thereof, and the devil tells you that you will never be able to do anything, you will never be able to laugh, you will never be able to play, you can never do anything anymore. But this is not true. You can laugh and play. But do you know what you cannot do? You may not be naughty and bold. You may not sin against the Lord. We may never do that. But when the devil says that you can do nothing, he lies. The devil also lied to Eve. Listen. "You may safely eat of the tree. Do you hear?" he said to Eve. "It is permitted. The Lord did say that you are not to eat of it, and that you shall die if you do eat thereof. But you need not fear. I tell you that you shall not die, but you shall become just as glorious as the Lord himself. Try it, and you shall see that it is true." Upon this, Eve should have answered, "No, I will not do it. I may not do it. The Lord has forbidden it. I want to obey the Lord." But Eve did not say that. She listened attentively. Meanwhile, the thought came into her heart that the serpent could possibly be telling the truth. She began to doubt. Oh, look, look. All at once, she goes to that tree. She looks this tree over carefully. She notices that the fruit of this tree looks pleasant. How good this fruit should taste. Besides, she would become just as glorious as God. Then she stretches forth her hand, picks a fruit, and eats it. That was not permitted. Eve was disobedient. Immediately upon eating this fruit, she noticed that she had been deceived, for she immediately became afraid. Quickly, Eve looked all around to see if anyone had seen her. She was afraid to be alone, because it was so quiet and so lonesome all around her. She hurriedly sought her husband, Adam. Now she realized what she had done. She had transgressed the command of the Lord. She had refused to listen to him. She had believed that the Lord had deceived her. Thus, she believed the Lord was a liar. Horrible, isn't it, children? Oh, Eve, how could you ever think that? She soon found Adam and gave him of the forbidden fruit. Adam knew this was a fruit of the forbidden tree. What would Adam do? Would he refuse and say, "No, wife, that fruit I shall not eat. The Lord has forbidden us, and I want to obey the Lord"? If he only had done that. But Adam did not do this. Although he knew it was a fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, still he took it from Eve and he ate it. Now Adam also was disobedient. Now Adam also did what he was forbidden to do. Now Adam also was afraid and terrified. At once they both realized they were naked. Until now, this did not trouble them. They now took notice of this because they had been disobedient. So that they would have clothing, they picked big leaves from the fig tree and made themselves aprons. These they put on for clothing. Suddenly, Adam and Eve frightened. They heard the Lord's voice rustling through the trees. They hid themselves among the trees so that the Lord would not find them, for they feared the Lord. Not that they served the Lord, but they were now afraid of him. Children, if you have been extra naughty, you too are afraid of your father and mother. The Lord knew where Adam and Eve were hiding. The Lord knows everything. Still, he called them. Listen, there it sounds. Where art thou? When Adam heard the Lord call him, he no longer dared keep himself hidden. He stood trembling before the Lord. He didn't know very well what to say. Therefore he said, I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. The Lord answered, Who told you that you were naked? Did you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Instead of Adam saying honestly what he had done, he quickly cast the blame upon Eve, his wife. You also do that sometime, don't you? If you do something wicked, either at home or at school, and it is discovered, you soon say, He did it. But that is not honorable. That is cowardly. Good boys and girls will not do that. That is what Adam did. Listen to his words. The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. That was not true. Adam also was as guilty as Eve, for he knew it. Then the Lord asked Eve, Why did you do that? Why did you eat of that tree? Didn't I forbid you to do it? Eve answers tremblingly, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Do you hear that? Eve also cast the blame upon another. The Lord first spoke the judgment upon the serpent and upon the devil, who spoke through the serpent. Because thou hast done this, sounds from the mouth of the Lord, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Thus, from now on, the serpent must be as a cursed animal, creeping upon his belly over the earth. But the Lord spoke more than this. Read it in the Bible. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Do you know what that means, children? Here in paradise, God promised that the Lord Jesus would come and would be obedient unto God. Adam and Eve were disobedient unto God. Thus, they would have to be punished. They would have to lose the favor and presence of God and be forever in hell. But now, in time, the Lord Jesus would come, and he would voluntarily bear the punishment which they had deserved through their sinning against God. They deserved death, but now the Lord Jesus would enter into death for them. He would die the cursed death upon the cross. Because the Lord Jesus would be punished in the place of Adam and Eve, therefore God forgave the evil of Adam and Eve, and they still could enter into heaven. They would be saved by grace. This is called the covenant of grace. This covenant is not only for Adam and Eve, but for all God's people. Many times you too are naughty and disobedient, isn't that right? But if you are regenerated by the Lord and receive a new heart, you also will receive that which the Lord Jesus has merited. You must ask for that often, not once or twice, but continually. Still, the consequence of their disobedience was terrible for Adam and Eve, and not only for these first two people, but also for all their children. The Lord had said, "For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Immediately after they had sinned, they were spiritually dead. This means that they did not love the Lord anymore, but that they were inclined to hate God. However, Adam and Eve received a new heart from the Lord, but they must die in the temporal death. No, not right away. No, they would still live many years, but after that, death did come to them. Henceforth, every person must die. That day also will come for you, children. And will you be able to die then? It will be terrible if you are unregenerated. Will you be able to meet God then? For those people who receive a new heart, it will not be awful. They shall enter heaven after death. There they shall always be with the Lord, and there they shall never again do any evil. How blessed these people are, aren't they? Adam and Eve could no longer live in paradise. No, they were driven from that beautiful garden. That was awful, wasn't it? But couldn't Adam and Eve get into the garden on the sly when no one saw them? No, because angels with a flaming sword stood at the entrance. Consequently, they could never again enter the garden. How different everything is now. Sin has come into the world, and God's curse is upon everything that he created. From now on, the lion would rend and eat the sheep. Henceforth, Adam and Eve must work hard. At once, thorns and thistles grew upon the earth. You know that these are plants with sharp needles, which prick so painfully. Whenever Adam planted wheat or planted a vineyard, the thorns also grew among them. Adam must pull these out, and that would cause pain. His hands would be scratched, sometimes so badly that the blood would run out. So you see, this is the reason why there is so much misery and sorrow in the world. So many sick children, so much pain being suffered, so many tears being shed. All this is because of sin. Oh, how sorrowful Adam and Eve were because of their disobedience. But now it is too late. Look, they walk together out of paradise. They must go out. They are driven out. Perhaps they both cried, but it is their own fault. They are the cause of their own misery.